John's Gospel, chapter number 6, please. John's Gospel, chapter number 6. We'll commence our reading in verse number 47. Verse number 47. John's Gospel, chapter number 6, and verse 47. You adults find it quickly. Children take a little bit longer. Okay, we've got it all now. John's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 47. Verily, verily, and that simply means truly, truly. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the life that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. This is the bread that I shall give, is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And that's all I want to read this evening. I want to look with you this evening for a little bit about the subject of bread. And now we'll go over to our time. And I have a problem. Oh, have I ever got a problem. And I need help because, you see, I decided that I needed to lose some weight. And I discover I have a chocolate bar. And I can't eat chocolate if I'm trying to lose it. So who would like a chocolate bar? Come and get it. Come and get it. I'm not going to move to you. Thank you, sir. And it so happens that I am exceedingly fond of chocolate bars, and I have another chocolate bar. Who wants a chocolate bar? Come and get it. What? Wait. Okay, I'll have me, Arnold. I've got something else for you. Don't go away. But you see, not only am I very, very fond of chocolate bars, I love bread. Well, sit down for a minute. I'll see you in a minute. All right, then. Who wants a loaf of bread? Uh-oh. And nobody's interested in taking a loaf of bread. And, no, I'll give it to you. Okay, you're coming for it. You'll get it. Well, the bread's yours. You'll get it as soon as I'm finished now. I want you just to hold it like that for a minute. I'm going to read it. I want you to hold it. Because, you see, that just looks like an ordinary loaf of bread. An ordinary, come on up here, bit salt. That just looks like an ordinary loaf of bread, but there's something different. Because, you see, that loaf is hinged. And can you see what's in there? Does it interest you what's in there? Because, you see, in there what we have is another whole lot of pudding. That loaf's for you when I'm finished. Okay, you may sit down. Thanks very much, Lisa. That's yours. The loaf's for him. And the Lord Jesus Christ was standing one day, and he said, I'm going to talk to you about bread. And as the Lord Jesus Christ started to talk about this, my mind started to go back to the Old Testament. I wonder how many of you have ever gone camping. Put up your hands if you've ever gone camping, any of you children. Okay, now I want you to think for me, please. Whenever you went camping, what did you bring with you when you went camping? Yes, Lord? Toys. Okay, what else did you bring when you went camping? Yes, dear. Food. What did you bring with you? Yes? A sleeping bag. What did you bring with you? He said, what were you going to say, sir? I tent. All right. There was a time when God spoke to his people of Israel in the Old Testament. He said, you're down there in the land of Egypt, and I'm going to take you out of the land of Egypt, and I'm going to bring you to a land called Canaan. But God seemed very far away. God was way up in heaven, and here were the people all on earth, almost 2 million approximately of them. And God said to himself, I speak reverently, this is no good, for I'm up in heaven, and my people are on earth, and they're going camping through the wilderness. I know, says God, what I do. I'll get them to make me a great big tent, and I'll go camping with my people. So whenever they go. And I'll have a tent just like their tent. And I'll have in my tent the very same things as they have in their tent. And what would they have in their tent? Well, of course, they'd have a big basin with which to wash their hands. Because they would wash their hands before they eat the food. Ah, says God, a good idea. I'll put in my tent, as it were, I'll put a great big basin. We'll call it labor, but we're not interested about the labor tonight. And then, of course, they can't eat their food raw. They must have something, a cooking instrument. God says, I want you to have a cooking instrument, as it were, for me. We'll call it an altar. And then you come to my tent itself. And whenever you come inside my tent, you'll have, when you go camping, a light. And God will say, whenever you come in, and you light, look right over here. Do you know what you'll find in my tent? A light. 7 of them, in fact. They're called a lampstand. And right over here, right opposite, but very much connected to it, says God, I want you to have a table. And on that table, says God, I want you to put 12 loaves of bread. God says, now listen. Every time you look at those loaves of bread, I want you to think that there's coming a time, ultimately, when someone is going to come from heaven, and he will be what? The bread. You know, bread is exceedingly important today. I work in a bakery, as you all know. And you see, whenever I'm standing there, people come to me, and they're not much interested in the cakes I decorate. Do you know what they've asked me very often? Mr. Jim, will you tell us how to bake some sort of bread? Because you see, cakes and that sort of thing that I do, that doesn't satisfy my deeper longings for life. And if I find someone who's starving, like these dear folk in India, or folk in Ethiopia, or folk in another part of the world, and they're starving, and their little bodies are all emaciated, there's no sense in me giving them a cream cake. They said, what I need is bread. And so what we do is to keep their lives alive, their bodies alive, we give them bread. God says, bread, exceedingly important for living. You must have bread to live. And I think back in my mind, to a passage in my Bible in the second book of Kings in chapter 3. And there were 4 leprous men, and they were sitting there one day, and they thought to themselves, you know, we're going to die because we've got leprosy. But there's the Philistines and those folk who are against us over there, and they've got all sorts of goodies over there and bread. If we could just get some bread, we could live a little bit longer. And they went in to where the people were, and they got bread. Ah, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a group of people here in John's Gospel, chapter number 6, and they have followed the Lord Jesus Christ all day long. And now they're beginning to be hungry. They need bread. The Lord Jesus Christ starts to give to them bread. And the very next day they come back to Christ again. He said, listen, you're coming to me today, I said, because you want natural, physical bread. Bread that you're going to eat. Bread that's going to do something for your physical food. But do you know what, says Christ? You're going to eat that bread. And that physical bread, good as it is, you will ultimately die. For bread like that can never keep life constantly going. I need something greater. Ah, says Christ, listen. Every time you see a loaf of bread, I want you to think about me. For I am the bread of life. And every time I want you boys and girls, whenever you go home, and when you sit down tomorrow to eat your wee lunch at school, and you look at your wee piece, and there's a cookie, and there's a wee roll of butter and bread and whatnot, and you lift that little bit of bread, and you say, that reminds me of Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the living bread. And if any man eats Christ, says Christ, he never die. So the Lord Jesus Christ said, good as physical bread is, it's got its limitations. But the bread that Christ is, if a man eats of him, he'll live forever. What is it Christ is going to give me if I eat of him? He says, let me see. You come on. No, you go right up, son. You come on. You open that for me. You turn around and you open that for me. There you are. You open the line up. You keep that. Okay, put that away from them. Open that there up. What does that say? Life. Thank you, sir. The Lord Jesus Christ says, if you eat what I am, the spiritual bread, you'll have life. What sort of life? You have life tonight, don't you?
I have life. Of course I have life. Liberace thought he had left. What is life? What is life? Do you know what the Bible says? Life, says God, doesn't consist of what I have, as it were. Life consists in knowing God. And I looked at a man the other week, that poor soul Liberace, who as he strutted around the stage in Las Vegas with a robe on him, costing $176,000. A man who, as far as the earth was concerned, had life in abundance, as is God. He had nothing at all, because he had never partaken of Christ, the living bread. He never had life as a quality. What does quality of life mean? Ah, says Christ, if a man eats of me, he shall have life out of him. He says, I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. What does it mean to have abundant life?
I tell you what it means. You see, I take wheat germ sometimes, and what wheat germ does is give you energy. You see, and if I don't take it, I get up in the morning and go, well, I'm not going to see it. But if I take my wheat germ, I've got a bundle of energy. Don't you see what God says? The Lord Jesus Christ says, I come that I'll give you life. What sort of life? Abundant life. What sort of life? I'm going to give you a life that, as far as its duration is, it shall last forever and ever and ever. Children, I have a watch here. You see it? And if the Lord Jesus Christ was to come at this precise moment, that watch is utterly and absolutely useless to me. You know why? For I am going into a state where there is no more time, only eternity. For God says, I, Rowan Jennings, I was going to give to you, Rowan, his life, a life that goes on into eternity, a life in which you don't need a watch to tell you anything anymore. You've got a life that is eternal. What else does Christ give me? He says, I'm going to give you something else. I'll open this because I don't want to take too much of my brother's time. He says, I'm going to give you something else here. Let me see. There, very, very nice. There you are. Thank you very much. He says, I'm going to give you cleansing. Why do I need cleansing? Oh, you see, I'm dirty. I get dirt onto my fingernails, and if I was to eat my food like that, I'd get disease and die. God says you have physical defilement. You don't see it in your hands when you steal. And you don't see it in your mind when you have dirty thoughts. And you don't see your heart when you have evil thoughts. But God says you have defilement. And if a man partakes of my Son of God, Christ says, if a man eats of me the bread of life, all the defilement will be put away. He declares. What happens? What happens if I'm sitting here tonight and I say, no way, I'm not going to eat of Christ. Christ says, sir, for you to refuse me, you have no life. For you to refuse me, you have no cleanser. For you to refuse me, you have no salvation. And for you to die without life, without cleansing, without salvation, having refused the bread of life, God says, I tell you what you have instead. Instead of life, you'll have eternal death. Instead of salvation, you'll have eternal judgment. Instead of cleansing, you'll have forever the guilt of sin upon you. God says, you wait a minute. Does that mean that all I have to do is, when I look forward into eternity, that all I have is a future of separation from God? Yes. That's spiritual death. Separation from God. Does that mean that all through eternity I'm going to have the burden on me of realizing I could have accepted Christ in my foolishness? I deliberately rejected him. I have that grief for me constantly. Yes, said God. Does that mean that throughout the eternal ages I'm going to know nothing but the judgment of God on me because of my sin? Yes, says God. Why? Because I didn't eat the bread of Christ. How do I eat bread? What's it mean to eat the bread that is Christ?
Illustrate. Bread?
What does it mean for me to eat that? You know what it means? That becomes part of it. It wasn't part of me 2 minutes ago. It wasn't part of me a minute ago. The moment I took it, I ate, it became part of me. That's no longer the fish. That's Rowan Jennings that. This one, you know what Christ says? Whoever eats me, that is, whoever lets me become part of them. How do I eat them? How? What did I do then? I put out my heart and I made a deliberate decision. I take it for myself. I could have let the bread sit there. It would never have satisfied my hunger. It would never have satisfied my need. I had to take it for myself. And Christ says, listen, I am the bread of life, but I'm utterly and absolutely of no value to you until you eat me and you take me for yourself. And the moment I take Christ as my Lord and my Savior, do you know what God says? Your sins are forgiven. Your life, you're cleansed from all your sins. He said, will you take it? And whenever I take Christ and God opens up Christ, I find all sorts of wonderful things. Because he won't be with that.
So, Christ says, I am the bread of life. Tomorrow, the next day from now on, every time you see a loaf of bread, you think of the Lord Jesus Christ who came into this world. And all you have to do to know your sins forgiven is to eat of Christ to make them their very own.
Now who was the loaf of bread?
Okay, I'll give it to you after meeting slowly. You need it all messed with this. You come and see me afterwards. Thank you very much indeed.